Now, who are the kind of people who would wind up going to fight for freedom? Would it be criminals? Would it be lower order scum on the food chain? Or would it actually be some of the best, most honourable, and some of the brightest that wind up going over and dying, and the other ones get left behind to repopulate?
That's exactly right. Not only dying, but let's not forget, it really messes these guys up. I mean, it's a shock. If they're over there and they're engaged in combat and lives are lost on the other side, you know, the instant rationalization is, I was doing it for my country. I was doing it for the right reason. But when it finally smacks on you that, you know what? No, I was over here for a lie and people died and died at my hands because of a lie. I mean, that's a psychological kick in the head. And I think a lot of people are dealing with that. They are over there for what they believe are doing what they're doing, what they believe is for honorable reasons. But when it comes home that, you know, they've been lied to, it's just another shock to their system that they have to deal with. And we see it all too often. In fact, I've been telling the story the last month since it happened that, you know, I have I live in a fairly nice neighborhood in a fairly nice townhouse. I'm going to say, you know, upper middle class. And not more than 2 months ago, I'm awoken by a fight at 3:30 in the morning between, you know, two guys screaming at each other, followed quickly by three shotgun blasts. And, you know, an Afghan vet came back, was partying with his friends, lost it because of an argument. I mean, his ability to deal with social scenarios, just something as simple as an argument, spiraled out of control to the point he grabbed a shotgun and put it in his friend's belly, pulled the trigger, and then shot two other people. You know, one life lost, one leg lost, and another guy wounded. But, you know, when it all came out, of course, in the next day he was in the paper, he just branded as a murderer. But when the truth came out, you know, it was found out that he had several tours in Afghanistan and obviously mental and emotional problems. And, you know, again, these are two stories from, you know, about my own family, my brother, and this individual Afghan vet on a shooting spree that are just me, right? So how many of these stories are out there? Thousands and thousands and thousands of cases happen like this all the time around the country and around the world. And for the most part, our patriotic, so-called patriotic media, they don't even talk about it. They'll talk about Veterans Day coming up and red, white, and blue, salute the flag, and let's go spread democracy around the world. But they certainly don't want to talk about the ugly side, which is, you know, putting these kids through meat grinders, both physically and mentally, and then the aftermath thereof.
It's certainly the same case for some special forces in New Zealand. We sent overseas, toured in Afghanistan as well. And because of the covert nature of the missions that they're running, also not only the fact that you have to do things that you may not even emotionally agree with and deal with the guilt, much like a lot of other soldiers do, but also at the same kind, you can't even talk to anybody about it because you're also sworn to secrecy. So,
yeah.
Not only do you have this terrible experience, but there's no way to get therapy for it. There's no way to even get any kind of release. And so you bottle it up all inside. Sometimes you get addicted to drugs, and then you wind up going nuts, right? It's the frickin' insanity of the system that is spilling over into young men and women through these things that they're being forced to do. And this kind of mind control paradigm. You know that when you're doing mind control experiments, Charlie, they do your sleep deprivation, group punishment. Don't you get up real early when you're in boot camp so you barely have the chance to sleep? Don't they punish everybody collectively in boot camp so that nobody falls out of line? And don't they do that in medical school? Don't they do that in law school as well? Everything turns everybody into a mind-controlled slave so that they can get you, an ordinary, good, decent person with a bit of conditioning, into a killer who will take orders.